In Israel today, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said the planned U.S. campaign against terrorism should also target Yasser Arafat. He made the statement as Israel continued a military offensive in the occupied Palestinian territories, leaving at least one Palestinian and one Israeli soldier dead. Israel's words and actions could pose a problem for the U.S. as it tries to attract Arab nations to its anti-terror coalition. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
After a drive-by shooting killed an Israeli man in Jerusalem last night, Israeli police said the assailants fled toward nearby Ramallah. Within hours, Israeli tanks rolled into the city, backed by helicopter gunships. They fired on Palestinian checkpoints and an intelligence building, sparking intense clashes with local gunmen, then pulled out this morning. Palestinians say at least three residential buildings were also hit and some two dozen civilians wounded. Israel's army action was the latest in a series of intensified strikes this past week. This afternoon, at a special session of Israel's parliament, Prime Minister Sharon repeated his assertion that Yasser Arafat is Israel's Osama bin Laden.
Terror is terror, and rezach is rezach. We have to remember.
Terror is terror, he said. Murder is murder. We must keep in mind. The one who legitimized plane hijackings decades ago was Arafat. Those who first sent suicide bombers were Palestinian terror groups. Addressing the U.S. ambassador in the parliament gallery, Sharon said Israel was ready to join President Bush's anti-terror coalition. But that's an offer that could pose problems for the U.S. as it tries to rally Arab support. Both the President and Secretary of State Powell have been urging Sharon to press ahead with truce talks with Arafat, but Sharon rejected their pleas and vetoed a meeting tentatively set for today. In his parliament speech, he said he would still consider truce talks, but only if Arafat first ordered a ceasefire and absolute calm prevailed for 48 hours. Few expect that to happen. Palestinian analyst Rassan Khatib claims Sharon's real aim is to end chances for negotiations.
Sharon already reached the conclusion a few months ago that it's about time to terminate the Palestinian Authority and its president because they have been the source of terror and they have been the obstacle for peace. But the United States never gave him the green line for this. Maybe he thinks that now is the right time for him to work on that and to achieve what he has been trying to achieve before.
Such an Israeli offensive could sap Arab support for the U.S. as it prepares a possible war effort. Many Arab states deeply resent American backing of Israel and the $3 billion in aid it sends Tel Aviv each year. The helicopter gunships, missiles, and bullets Israel directs at Palestinians are largely American-made. As in the Gulf War a decade ago, the U.S. is likely to pressure both sides to ease their conflict and ask Israel to keep a low profile. The U.S. ambassador here, Daniel Kurtzer, would not say whether the U.S. would accept either Israel or the Palestinians into its anti-terror coalition.
We're looking now to try to build as broad a coalition as we possibly can. The Secretary of State has sent instructions all over the world, including here, to begin the first kind of discussions on this issue. And we'll see how we can do in mobilizing as many countries as we can.
Kurtzer says the U.S. continues to urge Israel and the Palestinians to revive truce talks. Right-wing Israeli analysts accuse America of a hypocritical double standard. Why, they ask, doesn't the U.S. then negotiate with Osama bin Laden? Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.